Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What were they, Paul?
What?
The conversation that we're continuing now, we started
Robert
off
Kraft.
The air, were the two things that really surprised you about the Robert Kraft story. There's actually a few more than two. You know, a billionaire going to get a hand job at a crappy little, I guess, massage parlor
You're
in a strip mall in Florida.
It's pretty
surprising.
Orchids of Asia.
Surprising.
Sounds nice. Sounds lovely.
And dude's got a girlfriend. It wasn't like, you know, he couldn't hopefully get a free one.
Look, this is a horrific story in so much as human trafficking involved.
Correct. You know, and that is horrific.
Many of these women underage and so
horrific.
Not in any way minimizing the larger context and what's going on here. But New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft facing first degree misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution charges, according to police in South Florida. Mm-hmm. Again, he made two trips to the Orchids of Asia massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida, about 1 month ago, Jordana.
So he could have gotten up to 1 year in jail.
Right.
A $5,000 fine and 100 hours of community service,
yep,
according to the Palm Beach County State Attorney.
Here's
he could have.
Here's the one thing, the first thing that really surprised me. It isn't just the NFL players, the football players, but it's also the ownership. The owners are subject to the league's personal conduct policy.
Right.
And that's what really surprised me. Here's the deal. The policy covers, quote, conduct by anybody in the league that is illegal, violent, dangerous, or irresponsible, puts innocent victims at risk, damages the reputation of others in the game, or, and wait for it, undercuts public respect and support for the NFL.
So maybe that one. Among a few others.
That surprised me that owners even have a higher threshold of responsibility.
There's a morals clause.
Right.
The players have it. And Dan Cook explained to us that the union adopted it for the owners, too. If they're going to hold their players to a level of behavior standards, the owners have to comply as well. So they have to. The question is, could he have to sell the Patriots or could he get in trouble with the league? Now, there is some precedent for this because a lot of other people, by the way, have gotten in trouble before this. There have been other people that have faced disciplinary action. Let's see here. It was T.J. Quinn. That is a reporter. Hold on one second. I have a whole list of – do you have that list, Paul, of all the other owners that got in trouble before him and what happened to them? Hold on one second. I'm on the wrong page. I need to be more organized here.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here.
There was that case. Paul. I definitely don't have it. All right. I'm sorry. But this has happened before. Was it the owner of the Indianapolis Colts who got a slap on the wrist for he didn't have racial issues.
No. That was a different owner. You're thinking of Jim Irsay from the Colts.
Thank you. That guy.
Who got stopped for drug possession and pled it down to a DUI. But was suspended, I believe, 6 games and fined by the NFL in excess of 6 figures.
Okay.
So that's the one people keep pointing to in terms of if you have this level, what is Kraft going to be subject to?
Right.
So
and we don't know what he's going to be subject to. We know he has a very good relationship with the NFL. We know he has a good relationship with Roger Goodell. So does that mean Roger Goodell is going to be lenient on him? Probably not. It might mean that he'll go a little harder on him. We know that he fined Coach Bill Belichick. Let's see. He fined them, Coach Bill Belichick, $500,000 for spying on the opponent's defensive signals in 2017. In 2015, Goodell fined the Patriots $1 million, stripped them of 2 draft choices, and suspended quarterback Tom Brady as part of Deflategate. Kraft threatened legal action, but eventually he backed off on that. So it's not like there haven't been punishments in the past.
In 2010, Jor, it was the Detroit Lions team president, Tom Lewand.
Thank you. That was it. That's
what
I was looking
for. He was
for.
Suspended for 30 days, fined $100,000 after a guilty plea to driving while impaired.
There you go.
So both Lewand and Irsay pleaded guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But Robert Kraft denies. he broke the law.
He's not pleading
and
guilty.
And the latest indications are he has no plans to plead guilty.
He said through his lawyer that it's very important to him not to plead guilty. He doesn't, I guess he doesn't want to admit that this is what he did, despite video evidence that is said to exist. It hasn't been revealed yet. We haven't, and I do not want to see this video evidence.
Well, here's the
his lawyers have also had moved to not have that video released publicly. As freedom of information, of course, all the newspapers and media are filing Freedom of Information Act.
Oh boy!
But they've also his lawyers are trying to stop that video from coming out. So there's something there.
I'm sure the state of Florida
may in fact release that video.
But keep in mind, if he agrees to the deal, then they might be able to have the video sealed. So the question is, why wouldn't you just agree to the deal? We know Roger Goodell's probably not going to make you, the NFL's probably not going to make you sell the team. So you get a fine. Yes, it goes on your record. It's a first degree offense. And then the video gets sealed. So why don't you do it? Paul, for me, this is just another case of somebody who, a rich person who cannot take accountability for his bad deeds. You know, the college cheating scandal, the same thing. They're all pleaded not guilty. This guy doesn't want to say, yes, I went, despite the sex trafficking stuff, which is horrific. And hopefully he didn't know that these women were being sex trafficked. But I went to a hooker and I paid her for sex. And he, for some reason, thinks he's above admitting to that.
It's
the lack of accountability that is astounding to
me. Rich people think they're above the law. This is shocking. Let me write this down. Dear diary.
A lawyer says it's, quote, personally important to Kraft not to admit to a crime, even if he doesn't dispute the basic facts. Okay, the facts are, I went to this place. I paid a lady. She did a sex act on me. So that's a crime. Why are you willing to not admit that? Because you are a pampered, rich, white guy that's full of privilege that doesn't want to say, I did the wrong thing and I'm sorry.
I screwed up.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Poor choice of words.
By
the way, this is apparently police have extremely graphic footage. May, in fact, break the internet if that is released.
But
Florida has a public records law, so they could, in theory, release this video unless Kraft reaches an agreement, some sort of plea agreement. The evidence in that case would be sealed.
So that's what it means. Admit you did it. Say you did it. First degree offense, pay a fine, whatever. And yet he doesn't want to do that because I'm looking at it from the outside. It's about accountability. You don't want to admit you did the wrong thing. Well, privilege smeared all over.
And I'm not defending him, but he, I'm sure this is embarrassing.
Whatever.
Personally embarrassing. Above and beyond money, it goes to his moral turpitude, right? It goes to the kind of man he is. Well, and he's being judged, I think, by the entire nation.
But we all make mistakes. We all do stupid stuff.
So be the bigger man, step up and say, hey,
yeah.
I messed up.
Right.
I'm sorry. Turn the page.
Right. Embarrassing. How much more embarrassing can it be? Tell you what, right now, if that video gets released, that'll be a whole lot more embarrassing. My goodness, who would want that released? Yet your ego is so giant, it's gotten in the way of just letting this die and saving your team and the league. Not that you'd spare the league the embarrassment, but just, dude, get over yourself. No, I won't admit that I did it. Ugh, it's this privilege.
Dan Cook, why do you think he won't just fall on the sword, admit this, and move on?
Two things. Number one, if he takes this deal, which isn't the same as pleading, they're just dropping the charges. But within the deal, of course, it says that you have to then stipulate that if the thing had gone to trial, the prosecution likely would have won, which is tantamount to saying, yeah, I did this.
Right.
So if he agrees to this, he is essentially publicly saying, yeah, I did this, which beyond the personal embarrassment sets the NFL up to say, okay, now here comes the hammer. Now, does that mean that he would lose the team? Probably not.
No, there'd be a fine, but
there'd
again,
be a significant fine.
He can find that in the seat cushions. He's a billionaire, right? A few hundred thousand bucks isn't going to kill him.
And likely he'd be suspended from participation in
it's team, more the pride. I think his
for
pride.
I think it's a combination of the two. He's not a billionaire because he likes giving away money. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to pay that.
How long would he be suspended, Dan?
I think Ursay was suspended 6 games. So, it could be somewhere in that range. The other part of this, of course, is, like you said, he's a billionaire. He's got great lawyers. If he thinks he can beat this, you know, why wouldn't he go ahead and just beat it? Why wouldn't he have the lawyers?
Why not? I'm rich. I can throw money at the problem, and I don't ever have to say that I did
because
the wrong thing.
If he does lose, and there is some statistically significant possibility he may lose in court.
You know that. I know that.
Then the video gets released.
He doesn't believe that. Then
and the embarrassment goes from a 3 to a 763,000.
Goes to an 11.
Yeah. I'm not saying he shouldn't
hubris.
Take it.
It's hubris, right?
I mean, that certainly you would suspect plays a large role in it, yeah.
What would you do? Not that you'd ever get yourself into this. I would say, thank you, dear. May I have another plea? You got it. Here's some money. Oh, yeah. I'll do my community service. I will do whatever I can to help these women, give them some money, and then make this go away. Admit you were did the wrong thing.
I would say, Jor, I'm a victim of the system.
No, you wouldn't,
the system
Paul.
Made me go.
You would never do
to
that.
To the orchids. What is it? Something orchids?
Asia, orchids of Asia, something
orchids
like that.
Orchids of Asia.
You would not. You would say, you know what? I screwed up.
I hope. And most Americans, the vast majority of Americans, are fine. If you ask for forgiveness, if you are
That's
remorseful
right.
and you say, hey, I'm sorry, I messed up. And I'm sorry.
Instead and of I'm a billionaire and I can pay the best lawyers in the world
do
to
what
make
I want.
This go away.
Yeah.
Now I hope he loses. I hope he gets a bigger fine. And I hope that video comes
I
out.
I still don't want to see that video.
Oh, I'm not watching it.
Oof, God. No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.